It is Thursday, July 11th, 7-11. And from the Carver Center for Public Radio, this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Christina Thomas. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.
Ahead on Ozarks, gay and lesbian-owned businesses in Eureka Springs are forming their own guild. Jacqueline Froelich has that report. Plus, women who were and are Arkansas pioneers are the subject of a new exhibit opening at the Fort Smith Museum of History this weekend.
And we were there last night as the entire cast and crew for a new play met for the first time, just days before the staged reading of the work. Kyle has the final installment in our start-to-finish series highlighting a new play in progress.
But first, original manufacturing defects are being blamed for the rupture of an oil pipeline in March, which spilled an estimated 150,000 gallons of tar sands in Mayflower. ExxonMobil says a report by an independent lab that inspected the damaged section of the 65-year-old pipe concluded hook cracks near a seam contributed to the failure. Glenn Hooks is a spokesman for the Sierra Club, which has been critical of the oil giant and its practices.
It certainly is not a surprise that a 1940s-era pipeline built by a company that's no longer in existence would rupture, especially when you're talking about a pipeline that is now carrying materials it wasn't designed to carry at high pressure and high heat and much thicker viscous materials and in a different direction than it was originally designed to do. It'd be surprising if such a pipeline didn't break.
22 homes were evacuated near the site of the spill, while others nearby who were not evacuated have expressed concerns about the long-term health effects of exposure to the fumes. In a written statement, ExxonMobil says it has conducted supplemental testing to ensure a similar incident does not happen again.
Senator John Bozeman of Arkansas says Congress should reach a bipartisan solution to lowering student loan interest rates by tying them to U.S. Treasury rates, which are now at historic lows. After interest rates for subsidized Stafford student loans doubled last week, Congress so far has not been able to reach an agreement to keep rates low for students applying for aid for the upcoming fall semester. Senator Bozeman says tying rates to financial markets would be a better long-term solution than a temporary extension of the loan rate subsidy.
The bill that I support right now that has wide bipartisan support would use the very low 10-year Treasury notes and then add 1.85%, which is really the cost of servicing the loans, defaults, things like that, add those two together, and that would be about 3.66%, which again would be locked in from now on.
Critics of that bill worry that under the plan, students who apply for loans in the future may have to pay more if the interest rates on the Treasury notes begin to increase.
The Arkansas Historic Preservation Program yesterday announced more than $2 million in preservation grants to projects in 41 counties. Just more than $74,000 of that total were given to 13 Main Street programs through downtown revitalization grants. Main Street Siloam Springs was one program receiving a $5,700 grant. Meredith Bergstrom is the director of Main Street Siloam Springs, and she says the money will go toward a matching microgrant program helping business owners in downtown Siloam Springs rehabilitate the facades of their buildings.
Typically, these projects aren't the whole building restoration projects. These are more, you know, I want to move into this building and help show off that my business is here, or I've really been meaning to do something about this, but I haven't in a while. So it depends. We've had some projects that are as small as adding exterior signage for about $500, and so we'll match $250 of that. We've had other projects where it was a complete overhaul of the front of the building. They were tuck pointing the brick. They were repainting it. They were adding signage and awnings, and that was more of a $6,000 project.
Bergstrom says through the microloan program, business owners can apply for up to $1,000 of matching funds from Main Street Siloam Springs for rehabilitation projects. In its first year as a Main Street Arkansas affiliate, the Eureka Springs Downtown Network also received one of the grants. Jacqueline Wolven is the director of the organization, and she says the grant will help the city bolster tourism, the major industry of the city. Main Street Rogers was also one of the 13 Main Street programs receiving a downtown revitalization grant. Kerry Jensen is director of Main Street Rogers, and while he says the organization has no firm plans for how to use the money, the annual grant program can have a dramatic impact on the downtown area.
We actually don't have any other industry in Eureka, and so everything that we do has an eye toward historic preservation travel. We're always looking for ways to upgrade, maintain, and keep active in the downtown to remain attractive both as a community to live in, but definitely for the tourists to enjoy. that our programming, a lot of it has to do with making sure that tourists are having amazing moments and making memories every day.
In addition to the grants for Main Street Arkansas programs, 18 counties were awarded county courthouse restoration subgrants, including a grant for more than $124,000 to Boone County, $65,000 went to Madison County, and just less than $12,000 was awarded to Crawford County, with the grants being purposed for rehabilitation of each county's historic courthouse. Also, several cities received grants for training local historic district commissions and for assistance in rehabilitating buildings owned by local governments and listed on the National Register of Historic Places.
Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in Bentonville is making additions to its development, managerial, and curatorial departments. According to the museum, Dina Wood of Springdale, who worked in President Clinton's administration in the Department of Veterans Affairs and most recently at the University of Arkansas, takes the post of the museum's development director. Suzanne Navarra, who has worked in the insurance industry, most recently for Stevens Insurance Company in Fayetteville, is the museum's new guest services manager. Barbara Tillman, the former director of sales at the Holiday Inn at Pinnacle Hills, is the museum's new outside sales manager. And Chad Allegood, a native of Perry, Georgia, is the new assistant curator for special projects. He was a curatorial intern for collections at the Guggenheim Museum and most recently served as a Gene and Ralph Graham Collections Fellow at the Cranbrook Art Museum.
After six games on the road in Texas, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals returned to Arvest Ballpark last night to open a four-game set against Springfield. The Naturals defeated the Cardinals 10-5. Play continues tonight in Springdale.
National Weather Service has again issued an excessive heat advisory through 7 tonight for the Arkansas River Valley. Expected heat index values around 105. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows will be in the upper 60s in northwest Arkansas, mid-70s for the Arkansas River Valley. Sunny tomorrow, highs from 93 to 96. And for Friday night, mostly clear. Lows in the mid-60s in northwest Arkansas, lows around 70 for the Arkansas River Valley.